Sitting at the feet of the Lord, what did you learn?
Ma fe soro lati fun wa lokan le lori akori oro kekere ti mo pe ni nigba ti o ti joko labe ese Jesu Kristi kini ohun ti o ti ri kokan.
Let us go to the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 18.
Eje ka lo si ise awon aposteli ori kini ese kejidinlogun.
Now, this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. Shall we pray? Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your precious, wonderful Holy Spirit that is in this place. We are humbled, Lord, to stand in your presence. And now, Lord, as we have read the scripture, I pray that you may anoint the speaker and bless the hearer.
Amen.
That at the end of this meeting, may each one be able to experience the touch and the speaking of God to their heart.
Amen.
We commit all these things, Lord, into your hands, surrendering our thoughts. In Jesus' wonderful holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Now that's a sad story we are from reading. The scripture tells us that this man had purchased a field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst.
Ìwé mímọ́ sọ fún wa pé ọkùnrin yìí sá ti fi èrè àìṣòótọ́ ra ilẹ̀ kan nígbà tí ó sì ṣubú lé ògèdè ńgbé ó bẹ́lí agbede méjì.
Now let us go back in time. Let us go in this place which they called Akeldama and imagine the events that had taken place. I can see that body with a rope tying it in the neck. Probably the body had been tied to that tree for days. Perhaps it went into the second week. The body was decomposing. It was full of hot, smelly air. It started bulging. And the rope could not hold the weight. And the rope was being tied to a branch. And that little tree was standing over on the edge of a cliff. And I can hear the branch cracking. Well, the branch broke, causing that dead body to tumble over across the cliff. It caused the body to fall headlong. And on hitting the ground, it burst open. And it threw out a bad odor, throwing out all the bowels. It didn't take long
for someone to walk nearby there and smell the ugly stench.
Ko pe pupo ti fun enikan lati le fi gba ibe yen koja to wa ri pe o ti run.
Slowly people began to notice that there is a dead body which is decomposed and which is smelling around this place.
Be ni awon eyan wa bere si mo pe oku kan wa nihin o ti o ti n jera ti o si ti run ni bi bayi.
As people went close to see,
bi awon eyan se n sumo itosi re lati wo,
behold, it was a body of a person.
Kiesi oku enikan ni.
Who is this person?
Ta wa leni yi.
Who killed himself?
Ta leni yi ti o para re ti o pokun so.
Had hung himself with a rope.
To wa lo fi okun so ara re ro.
As people examined his face,
awon eniyan wa lo ye oku yen wo,
which now was disfigured,
to je pe o ti je pe awon eyan o da momo,
because it was all rotten,
won o da momo nitori pe o ti n jera.
Alas, it was the body of Judas.
Kiesi agbo ara oku Judas ni.
But what a contrast, what a contrast. This man's name is Judas.
Oruko okunrin yi Judas ni ba lo se wa ri be.
Do you know what Judas means?
Nje mo itumo Judas.
Judas is the Greek form of the name Judah.
Judas ohun ni oruko ti a pe ni Judah, sugbon ni ede Greek la ma n pe ni Judas, ni Hebrew a pe ni Judah.
Judah means praise.
Itumo Judas ni iyin.
But what you are seeing here in this dead body was not praise.
Ṣùgbọ́n ohun tí a wá ń rí nínú àgọ́ ara nínú òkú yìí kì í ṣe ìyìn, kì í ṣe ohun tí a lè yin ni tí a lè yin ènìyàn fún mọ́.
It was a look of shame.
Ó jẹ́ ohun ìtìjú ni.
It was a smell of shame.
Ó jẹ́ òórùn ìtìjú ni.
How did it happen?
Báwo ló ṣe ṣẹlẹ̀?
That someone fell from praise to shame.
Now
remember, he was called Judas Iscariot.
Judas Iscariot.
Now that's a Greek word. In English, it means Judah from a place or a town called Kyrios.
Ní èdè òyìnbó ìtumọ̀ rẹ̀ ni Judah tí ó wá láti ibì kan, láti ìlú kan tí a pè ní Kiru.
So Judas Iscariot means Judah, a man called Judah from a place called Kirioth.
Judas Iscariot ìtumọ̀ rẹ̀ ni ẹni tí a pè orúkọ rẹ̀ ní Judah tí ó wá ní ìlú kan tí a pè ní Kiru.
So this man once had an identity.
Ọkùnrin yìí ìgbà kan wà tí ó ti ní ohun kan tí a fi dá mọ̀.
People knew him that he came from a town called Kyrios.
Àwọn ènìyàn mọ̀ pé ìlú kan tí a pè ní Kiru ló ti wá.
But there was something more important than just the place Kyrios.
Ṣùgbọ́n nǹkan kan wà tí ó ṣe pàtàkì ju ìlú tí a pè ní Kiru tí ó ti wá yẹn lọ.
People knew him as one who had followed Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Àwọn ènìyàn mọ̀ pé ó jẹ́ ọ̀kan lára àwọn tí ó ti tẹ̀lé Jésù Kristì ti Nazareti.
But what happened?
Kí ló ń wá ṣẹlẹ̀?
How did it happen?
Báwo ló ṣe ṣẹlẹ̀?
That this brother Judas,
wípé arákùnrin Judas yìí,
ended up committing suicide.
Tí ó wá lọ pokùnso.
Well, he felt shame.
Ó jẹ́ ohun ìtìjú ni.
Notice what was written about him.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí a kíyèsí ohun tí a kọ nípa rẹ̀.
In Acts chapter 1 verse 17.
Ní Èṣẹ́ àwọn Apọ́stẹ́lì orí kìíní ẹsẹ̀ kẹtàdínlógún.
For he was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry.
Nítorí àkàkùn wa, ó sì ní ìpín nínú iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ yìí.
Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out.
Ẹsẹ̀ kejìdínlógún jẹ́ ọkùnrin yìí sáti fi èrè àìṣòótọ́ ra ilẹ̀ kan. Nígbà tí ó sì ṣubú lé ògèdè ń gbé, ó bẹ́lẹ̀ agbede méjì, gbogbo ìfun rẹ̀ sì tú jáde.
And it was known unto all the dwellers at Jerusalem, in so much as that field is called in their proper tongue Akeldama, That is to say, the field of blood.
O ti di mimo fun gbogbo awon to ngbe Jerusalem nitori na le a fi pe ile na ni akedema li ede won eyi ni ile eje.
My brothers and sisters,
eyin ara mi,
the word of God tells us,
oro Oluwa so fun wa pe
it was known to all the people.
Bi pe gbogbo awon eniyan pata lo mo.
It started with a rope.
Ohun wa bere pelu okun.
Then he died. It started with tying himself with a rope.
Oh, bere si fi okun yen so orun ara re.
Then he died, and he burst the thunder, and there was an ugly smell spreading around.
O si wa ku ifun re si wa tu jade be ni oru buburu bere si jade lati inu oku re.
And everyone was talking about Judas.
Gbogbo awon eyan lo wa nsoro nipa Judasi.
And our question this morning,
gbogbo to wa je ibere wa ni owuro yi,
is whence came that bad odor, that ugly stench of worms?
Wi pe ibo ni oru buburu yen tin jade wa, ibo ni oru ti awon idin jade lati inu re yen, ibo lo ti wa.
Now when you read the verse here, it says his bowels burst open.
Ti aba ka ese bibeli yi, o ni ifun re o tu jade.
Now when you look at that word burst, it's a graphic word.
Ti aba wo oro ti a pe ni o tu jade yen, o je oro ti o lagbara.
Burst means it was explosive.
Wi pe o tu jade, o tumo si pe o gbogbo re o tu jade.
His stomach had swelled with bad air.
Ikun re o ti wu fun awon oorun buburu, o ti ikun re o ti wu.
Because when a body dies, there is bad air, there is carbon dioxide, and it becomes full with gas. And when it bursts, it let out an ugly smell, an ugly stench. However, I want us to be aware of one thing. The burst may be so sudden, but there was a story, a long story behind what led that man to end up in that state. That ugly stench, it started way before Judas had tied himself to commit suicide. What happened in Akeldama that day was only a visible manifestation of what had begun a long way before
that.
And this is a personal message to each one of us. Today we can speak about, oh, Judas was such a bad person. How could he betray the Lord Jesus Christ? However, let us be aware of our own selves. Because what happens to Judas can happen in your life. Wow. Well, you may not betray Jesus Christ physically, but it could be in things we call simple things in our lives. That
Amen.
Can lead to the conception of sin.
That's true.
That can lead us to betraying Jesus.
That's right.
One young man once told me, you know, I always find myself doing wrong things. I have bad thoughts. Bad thoughts.
Only mo ma ni awon ero buburu.
Bad imaginations.
Awon ero ti o dara lo ma wa ti okan mi.
I have lust in my heart.
Mo ni ife ku fe ni okan mi.
So I keep finding myself do wrong things.
Ó ní gbogbo ìgbà ló jẹ́ pé àwọn ohun tí ò dára mọ́ ń bára mi nínú rẹ̀.
And then he said,
ó wá wípé,
I don't know why God cares for other people, but for me, he doesn't make me to overcome.
Ó ní mi ò mọ ìdí tó fi jẹ́ pé ọ̀rọ̀ àwọn tó kù ó jẹ́ Ọlọ́run lógún, ṣùgbọ́n èmi ni Ọlọ́run pa sí ò jẹ́ kí n borí.
Hear this, brothers and sisters.
Ẹ̀yin ará ipò eléyìí.
Any wrong thing,
ohunkóhun tí ò bá dára,
before it happens,
tó tó di pé ó ṣẹlẹ̀,
it starts as a thought.
Ó máa kọ́kọ́ wáyé gẹ́gẹ́ bí èrò ọkàn ni.
That's right. That's right.
And Brother James tells us how sin progresses before it manifests.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni tí máa sọ fún wa bí ó ṣe di pé ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ó máa ń gbèrú díẹ̀díẹ̀díẹ̀ kó tó di pé ó farahàn.
Let us read James 1 verse 13 to 16. James 1,
Jacobu, ori kini eseketa lati esekedogun.
Verse 13. Let no man say, when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust. Now, that's the first stage in the growth of sin. It begins with lust.
Ìyẹn ni ìgbésẹ̀ àkọ́kọ́ tó máa ń ṣẹlẹ̀ ní àkọ́kọ́, òun ni pé ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ máa ń kọ́kọ́ bẹ̀rẹ̀ pẹ̀lú bí ìfẹ́kùfẹ́ ni.
What is lust?
Kí ni ìfẹ́kùfẹ́?
It's a deep desire.
Ìfẹ́kùfẹ́ òun ni ohun tí ó jẹ́ mú ni lọ́kàn ṣinṣin.
For a wrong thing.
Ohun tí ó mú ni lọ́kàn ṣinṣin tó jẹ́ pé a fẹ́ ṣe, ṣùgbọ́n kí èsì ohun tí ò dára ni.
That wrong thing can come in many forms.
Ohun tí ò dára tí a ń sọ yìí onírúurú ọ̀nà ló lè gbà wá.
It can be covetousness.
Ó lè jẹ́ ojú kòkòrò.
It can be hate.
Ó lè jẹ́ ìkórira.
It can be fornication.
Ó lè jẹ́ àgbèrè.
But it all starts with a desire for that thing.
Ṣùgbọ́n gbogbo rẹ̀ ó máa ń bẹ̀rẹ̀ pẹ̀lú ìfẹ́ àti ṣe nǹkan yẹn ni.
But watch what James says.
He says,
when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Enticed is the second phase. When one is enticed, he becomes deceived. He begins to justify how that thing is right.
Nígbà tí a bá ti fi nǹkan yẹn tán jẹ, yóò rí pé yóò wá bọ́ sínú ẹ̀tàn yẹn ìgbà inú yóò bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí dára rẹ̀ láre ìdí tí ó fi ṣe nǹkan yẹn.
That consciousness begins to die down.
Ìgbà yẹn ni ẹ̀rí ọkàn rẹ̀ yóò wá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí kú díẹ̀díẹ̀, yóò bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí lọ sílẹ̀.
When one is enticed, sin has become conceived and it is growing.
Nígbà tí ó bá ti di pé a fi nǹkan jẹ tó jẹ́ nǹkan ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ tán ẹni yẹn jẹ, ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ò ní jẹ́ nǹkan kan sí mọ́.
That's right.
And when the mind justifies that wrong action.
Nígbà tí ọkàn rẹ bá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí dá ọ láre àwọn ohun tí ó ṣe tí ò dára yẹn.
It produces sin.
Ìyẹn ló máa ń di ẹ̀ṣẹ̀.
And sin is the action.
Ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ òun sì ni ìṣe ohun tí ò dára tí ó gbé jáde yẹn.
Let us move on to the next verse. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, that tells you sin is a process. It has work. It has an objective.
Mo sọ fún yín tẹ́lẹ̀ pé ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ó jẹ́ ohun tó jẹ́ pé ìgbésẹ̀ ni tí ó ní iṣẹ́ tí ó fẹ́ ṣe tí ó ní ìlépa rẹ̀.
So when it is finished, it bringeth forth death.
Nígbà tí ó bá wá ṣe àṣeparí iṣẹ́ rẹ̀, òun yóò wá yọrí sí ikú.
And there is a very strong admonition at the end.
Bákanlá gbà wá ní ìgbìyànjú tí ó lágbára kan ní ìgbẹ̀yìn.
Do not err, my beloved brethren.
Ó ní ẹ̀yin ará mi olùfẹ́, ẹ má ṣe ṣìnà.
Now look at this.
Ẹ̀wẹ̀ eléyìí.
When we read Acts 1 verse 16, there is another important word mentioned there.
Tí a bá ka ìṣẹ́ àwọn apọ́tẹ́lì orí kìíní ẹsẹ̀ kẹrìndínlógún, ọ̀rọ̀ kan tó wà níbẹ̀ tí ó ṣe kókó tí a sọ níbẹ̀.
Let us look at Acts 1:16. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. Now,
wow.
That is strange. How can it be that someone walked with Jesus, but later on he became a guide to those who took Jesus?
Paul ojile jawe nikan to je pe o tin ba Jesus ri tele ohun lo wa peyinda lo wa di en to je amona fun awon ti o wa mu Jesus.
Let us ask Brother Judas some questions.
Eje ki a bere awon ibere kan lowo Judas.
Brother Judas,
arakunri Judas,
were you not there when you saw blind Bartimaeus' eyes open?
Se o sinibe ni nigba ti a la oju Bartimaeus afoju.
He was there.
O wa nibe.
Right.
Brother Judas,
arakunri Judas,
were you not there when the Lord walked on the water?
Seo sinibe ni nigba ti Oluwa ti o rin lori omi ni bi.
Is that the Son of God you can betray, Judas?
To wa je pe ti o ba je.
Is that the Son of God that you can betray?
Se omo Olorun lo wa ri ti ohun lo wa le dabi.
Brother Judas,
arakunrin Judas,
were you not there in Bethany?
Seo sinibe ni ni Bethany,
where there was Lazarus? A man who was buried, and Jesus called him back to life.
Amen.
Where are you not there, Judas? How is it that his feet became a guide to those who came to arrest Jesus?
Paul lo je pe iwo to wa njoko ni ese Jesu lo wa di e amona fun awon to wa mu.
Acts 1:16 tells us he was guide to them that took Jesus.
Ise awon apostle ori kini ese kerin ti logun so fun wa pe Judas ohun lo se amona fun awon to wa mu Jesu.
I want to tell you something.
Mo fe so nkan kan fun yin.
I am a foreigner here in Nigeria.
Ajoji ni mo je ni hin ni orilede Nigeria.
And if I want to go to Abuja,
Simba fe lo si Abuja,
I will need a guide.
Won ni amona kan.
A guide,
won ni lo amona kan,
has to be someone,
amona na o lati je enikan,
with feet,
pelu to lese,
that knows a place well.
Ti o ti mo ibi gbogbo. Ti o mo ibe yen dara dara.
How did Brother Judas become a guide to those sinners? It is because he had walked with Jesus.
That's right.
He knew where Jesus is when it is 12 o'clock. Judas knew what time the Lord Jesus would go to meditate.
That's right.
When you read the story in Luke 22 verse 39, the scripture says, and he came out and went as he was wont. When you read in another version, it says, as his custom was.
That's it.
Tabaka ni inu bibeli bibeli so pe gege bi ise Jesus se ri gege bi ise re se ri gege bi o se ma nse.
Jesus used to have a habit.
Nitori na Jesus o ni awon ise kan ti a mo mo.
There are places he used to love to go.
O ni awon ibi kan to ma nife ati lo.
And this day he came out and went as he went. Where was this? To the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed.
Ni ojo ti a si wa n so yi o, o jade, o lo si ori oke, o libi, awon omo leyin re won si tele.
Judas used to be among these disciples.
Judas ohun ma wa pelu awon omo leyin re yi tele.
So he knew it was in Jesus' custom to always go to the Mount of Olives and meditate somewhere in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Oh, mo pe ose Jesus ni lati ma lo si ori oke Olivi.
Watch what happens in the next verse. And when he was at their place, there was a particular place, and Judas knew which place that was.
Ibi kan wa ti o se pataki, to bi kan wa pato, ti Judas mo pe ibe ni yo wa.
He said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. Now, look at this sense. Here is Jesus. He is in a deep struggle in his soul. And he is praying for strength from the Father. And a man who was supposed to be praying with him was away with the wrong group. Not just away, but making a plot to betray the Son of God. Judas became a guide to those evil people. His feet was a guide to all those sinners. How did his feet take them to the Garden of
Gethsemane?
It is because the feet of Judas had walked with the feet of Jesus. Judas had seen the feet of the Lord. He walked where Jesus had walked.
Wow.
Judas had walked with the Lord. And that is how he became a guide to the sinners.
Wow.
When those feet of Jesus walked on the water, Judas saw the miracle.
Judas,
yes, sir.
When the woman who had an issue of blood crawled through the crowd, Judas saw the miracle.
Judas,
he saw where those feet walked.
Yes,
sir.
And now you can say, but Brother Piri, how can it be that someone who walked with the Lord ended up betraying the Lord? That's a good question. Because all the others, all the 11, when they walked with those feet of Jesus, their lives were changed.
But how
is it that this man Judas walked with the Lord for 3 years, but it brought him to a wrong conclusion?
Wow.
I want to tell you something. Something great happened in our time. God raised up Elijah. He brought that spirit of Elijah. Do you know that Gordon Lindsay worked with William Branham? Do you know that Oral Roberts saw where the feet of that ministry walked? T.L. Osborne says, when I saw William Branham preach, I saw Jesus in that man. But do you also know that these men, they didn't believe in the message of the man?
That's
right.
When it was miracles, they said, God speaks to him. There is that little book, it's called God's Generals. And it's a favorite book of many Pentecostals.
That's it.
It's a favorite book of many Pentecostals. It's in every Christian bookshop. That is well stocked. It is in every good Christian bookshop which is well stocked. Today, you speak to any average Pentecostal. Tell them about William
Branham.
All they know is what they read from that book called God's Generals. What does that book say? It says William Branham was a great prophet. God gave him a gift of healing. The angel could speak to him. Then they said, however, he thought he was also called to teach. And he misled himself. And that statement has become repeated in all these Pentecostal churches. Now look here. When that angel stood on the platform and brought such discernment, you can't say that was God. And when this same angel gives him a message to preach, you say, that is not God. That is a contradiction.
That's
right.
There can only be two possible conclusions. Number one, this man is led by a wrong spirit and therefore throw away everything about him. The same angel can't tell him to preach and teach on the seals, and the same angel gives him healing, and then you separate the words. You say, no, the seals were not from God, but the discernment was from God. It can't be.
Angeli ikono. Angeli ikono, ulo to wa, lo wa gba enu re wa su, ne pa ti edidi.
That was Judas. He saw the miracles. And I believe he believed the miracles. He followed those feet. He walked with those feet. He walked with the feet of Jesus. But the question or the problem is this. Before you can walk with the feet of Jesus, you need to sit at the feet of the Lord to learn from him. But do you know where the problem was? Although Judas walked with the feet of Jesus, he actually despised those feet. He despised those feet. Outwardly, Judas looks like a gentleman.
Ni odi ara ni enti ale fojuri Judas ohun dabi eni jeje.
He even gave positive sentiments about how we should live as believers.
Ohun le ni ohun to je pe o ti ale so pe o nse awon ise pe eyan se le gbe igbe aye bi onigbagbo.
But when you look closely,
ṣugbọn ti e ba wo fini fini,
Judas despised the feet of the Lord.
Ti e ba wo fini fini e ri pe Judas ohun kegan ese Oluwa.
Let us read John 12 verse 1.
Johanu ori kejila ese kini.
It gives us a deeper insight into the mind of Judas.
Iyen ni o je ki a mo ibi ti a fe kai ni o je ki a mo ohun to je ero okan Judas.
John 12 verse 1. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly. Now, that means this spikenard was really expensive, right? That represents a treasure Mary had. She took something expensive, something costly, and she was ready to use it at the feet of Jesus. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. You need to know that hair is the glory of a woman. She did not use a cloth to clean those feet. She took her treasure, her resources, the expensive spikenard, and with her glory, her hair, she wiped the feet of the Lord. And you know when she did that? The scripture says the house was filled with the odor of the
ointment.
And all those who smelled it, they knew this is expensive. Very, very expensive. And here now, let's go into the mind of Judas.
Yes,
sir.
Let's read the next verse. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him. Wow. Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? Wow. Now, the mind of Judas runs in business. He had already costed how much that ointment would have priced. Now, whenever you have something of treasure, you hold it. You want to use it wisely. You spend money on things that you value. Now look at what Brother Judas says. He says, this could have been sold and who would have helped the poor. Now I want you to join me in that room where this drama was happening.
Ma fe ke darapo mo mi ninu iyara ibi ti nkan yi to tin sele.
If you were a visitor,
so wo ba je alejo nibe,
and you saw all these men whom Jesus walked with,
ti o ti wa ri awon eyan woyi a so je pe Jesus tin ba rin,
and when you heard Judas speak,
ti o ti wa gbo ohun ti Judas ti o so yi,
you would have said, oh, this man, he has love for the poor.
Oba so pe ohun to oba so ni pe okunrin yi o ma feran awon alaini,
because eyes are very deceptive. Eyes, sight is very deceptive.
That's right.
Even words can be so deceptive. And Judas spoke caring for the poor.
Judas, you
and I probably would have said, well, I think it makes sense. If we compare the oil being used at the feet and how much good would have been done if it was used on the poor, you would say there are more benefits to help a big number of poor people.
Yes, sir.
We are human beings. And we know each other by our outward portrayal of ourselves. And by outward appearance, we would have said Judas is a gentleman. But there is a man in that room. He knew Judas better than all of us.
Here
John says, this he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief.
That's right.
And had the bag and bear what was put therein. Now look at this. Jesus used to move from place to place. And when he moves to a place, people would give an offering to help them cover their travel expenses or their meals and all that. And the work to keep the money used to be in the hands of Judas. And it was in the habit of Judas to misuse this money. And so John points out, he says, Judas spoke those words not because he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief. So when Judas saw expensive perfume used at the feet of the Lord, what did Judas see in those feet? What did he see when this woman was using her hair, which was nicely combed, it was clean, but she was wiping off the dust from the feet of Jesus? Judas was disgusted.
Yes, sir.
And when he saw the perfume, his mind already attached a price tag there. He did his cost benefit analysis and he felt that was wasteful. A businessman calls something waste when he does not value it. This is what Judas was saying. Those feet are not worthy to receive ointment of such a high price.
Ìyẹn ohun tí Judas ń sọ ní pàtó òun ni pé ẹsẹ̀ Jésù kò ń ṣe ẹsẹ̀ tó jẹ́ pé ó yẹ kí a ta irú òróró ìkunra tó jẹ́ iyebíye yẹn ká dà sí.
That's right.
Now, enough of Judas. Let's look at the woman.
Ayẹyẹ kí a dánu dúró náà lórí ọ̀rọ̀ Judas, ẹjẹ́ kí a wá wo obìnrin yẹn.
She probably had saved up that money for a long time.
Bóyá òun ti ń tọ́jú owó yẹn láti ọjọ́ pípẹ́.
She had other plans.
Ó ní àwọn èròǹgbà mìíràn, ó ní àwọn nǹkan mìíràn tí kò bá fi ṣe.
Spikenard was used for very important things.
Torí pé òróró ìkunra yìí, ohun tí ó ṣe pàtàkì tí ó ṣe kókó la máa ń lò fún.
But what moved Mary?
Ṣùgbọ́n kí ni ohun tí ó wá ti Maria nídìí?
To take her treasure as a poor woman.
Láti lè wá mú ohun ìṣúra ohun iyebíye yìí gẹ́gẹ́ bí ohun tó jẹ́ pé obìnrin aláìní.
And she emptied her treasure of the fragrance at the feet of the Lord.
Tó sì wá jẹ́ pé gbogbo òróró ìkunra tó ṣe iyebíye yìí, òun ló wá da gbogbo rẹ̀ sí ẹsẹ̀ Jésù.
Sister Mary, why have you done that?
Pé ó wá fi léèrè pé kí ló dé tí o fi ṣe yẹn.
Why did you do that, Mary?
Kí ló dé tí o fi ṣe iṣẹ́ tí ohun tí o ṣe yẹn, Maria?
There is more to the story.
Àjẹ́ pé nǹkan tó wà lẹ́yìn rẹ̀ ó ju ohun tí a kà yẹn lọ.
Let us go to Luke chapter 10 verse 38.
Luke orí kẹwàá ẹsẹ̀ kejìdínlógójì.
It tells us why Mary cherished those feet. Luke 10.
Ó sọ fún wa ìdí tí Maria tí òun fi mọ rírì àwọn ẹsẹ̀ yẹn ẹsẹ̀ Jésù.
Luke 10 verse 38 to 42. Now, it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house.
Amen.
Now, that's a wonderful thing Martha did, to receive the Lord into her house.
Ìyẹn jẹ́ nǹkan tí Màdá tí ó ṣe, ó tẹ́wọ́ gba Olúwa, ó sì kí kábọ̀ sílé rẹ̀.
And I want to believe all of us, we've received the Lord into the house of our hearts.
Amen. Mo sì fẹ́ gbàgbọ́ pé gbogbo apáta náà ni a ti tẹ́wọ́ gba Olúwa, tí a sì kí kábọ̀ sí ilé tí ó jẹ́ ọkàn wa.
However, that is not enough.
Ṣùgbọ́n bó tilẹ̀ wù kí ó rí, ìyẹn ò tó.
Because the scripture says, and she had a sister called Mary. This is the same Mary we read who anointed the feet.
Ìwé mọ́ sọ pé Màtá yìí ó ní arábìnrin kan tí a pè ní Maria. Maria yìí òun lẹ́ni tí a kà nípa rẹ̀ pé ó tú òróró ìkunra yìí sí ẹsẹ̀ Jésù.
Observe now what she is doing with those feet.
Ẹja ti ká wá kíyèsí ohun tí Maria tí ó wá ń ṣe báyìí pẹ̀lú ẹsẹ̀ yẹn.
Mary which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word.
Ó ní Maria pẹ̀lú tí ó jókòó sí ẹsẹ̀ Jésù tí ó sì ń gbọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀.
Sitting at the feet of the Lord means learning.
Amen. Pé kí èèyàn jókòó sí abẹ́ ẹsẹ̀ Olúwa, ó túmọ̀ sí pé kí èèyàn máa kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ látọ̀dọ̀ rẹ̀.
When Jesus came and he sat in the living room, Mary went there. She went close. She sat down. And she wanted to hear everything she could hear.
Amen.
That Jesus was speaking.
Nígbà tí Jésù tí ó wọ inú yàrá ọ̀dún tí ó wọ inú ilé wọn wá, Jésù sì jókòó. Maria ó wá lọ jókòó sí ìtòsí rẹ̀ láti lè máa gbọ́ ohun gbogbo pátá tí Jésù tí ó bá fẹ́ sọ.
She had questions.
Ó ní àwọn ìbéèrè.
She wanted to ask her questions.
Ó ní àwọn ìbéèrè tí ó fẹ́ béèrè.
She heard those precious words and they were reaching straight to our heart.
Òun gbọ́ àwọn ọ̀rọ̀ iyebíye yẹn tó sì jẹ́ pé wọ́n wá wọlé tààrà lọ sínú ọkàn rẹ̀.
Where was Sister Martha?
Níbo ni arábìnrin Màtá wà?
She was in the kitchen.
Òun wà nílé ìdáná.
Now, don't be mistaken by Martha. She was trying to do a noble work.
Òun pẹ̀lú ó ń gbìyànjú láti ṣe ohun tí ó dára ni.
Sister Martha is busy cooking.
Ohun tí Màtá tí ó gbájúmọ́ tó ń ṣe ni pé ó ń gbọ́njẹ.
Trying to cook a meal for Jesus.
Òun gbìyànjú láti gbọ́njẹ fún Jésù.
However, there was something more important.
Ṣùgbọ́n nǹkan kan wà tí ó ṣe pàtàkì. Ṣùgbọ́n nǹkan kan wà tí ó ṣe pàtàkì jù ìyẹn lọ.
You know when T.L. Osborne saw William Branham do the miracles? T.L. Osborne, when he saw Branham do the miracles,
nígbà tí T.L. Osborne tó rí arákùnrin Branham tó ń ṣe àwọn iṣẹ́ ìyanu,
Do you know his testimony?
Ǹjẹ́ ẹ mọ ẹ̀rí tí ó jẹ́?
He said,
ó wí pé,
I can do that also.
Ó ní ẹ̀mí pẹ̀lú mo lè ṣe yẹn.
I can do what William Branham is doing.
Ó ní ẹ̀mí pẹ̀lú mo lè ṣe ohun tí William Branham tí ó ń ṣe.
And off he went.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni ó wá lọ, ló kúrò níbẹ̀ ló lọ.
He did miracles wherever he was going.
Ibikíbi tí ó bá ń lọ, ó ṣe iṣẹ́ ìyanu.
He did the crusades.
Òun pẹ̀lú ó ní àwọn ìpàdé ìsọjí ìta gbangba.
But well, doing the works of God, doing all these great things we may want to do for Jesus, should come after we have sat at his feet.
Amen. Wípé ká ṣe iṣẹ́ Olúwa, wípé ká máa ṣe gbogbo àwọn iṣẹ́ ńlá ńlá ìfún Olúwa, ó gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ pé iṣẹ́ tá ó ṣe lẹ́yìn ìgbà tí a bá ti jókòó sí abẹ́ ẹsẹ̀ rẹ̀ ni.
It's okay to be busy trying to cook a meal for Jesus, but the question is, have you sat at his feet to learn from him?
Amen. Ó lè jẹ́ pé màtá ohun tí ó gbájúmọ́ tó ń ṣe ni pé ó ń gbìyànjú láti gbọ́njẹ fún Jésù Kristì ó wà nílé ìdáná, ṣùgbọ́n ìjẹ́ màtá yìí ó wá láti jókòó sí abẹ́ ẹsẹ̀ Jésù láti kó ẹ̀kọ́ lọ́dọ̀ rẹ̀ rí bí.
Because Elijah's ministry came with a far greater purpose than healings and miracles.
Nítorí pé iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ ti Elijah yìí, òun mú ohun tí ó jẹ́ pé ó ṣe pàtàkì, ó ṣe kókó tí ó ga ju iṣẹ́ ìwòsàn àti iṣẹ́ ìyanu lọ.
The scripture says, but Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. It seems sisters fighting started a long time ago. Martha was upset.
Inú bí Màtá, òun wá ó tọ Jésù wá, ó ní kí Jésù kí ó sọ fún Màríà pé kí ó wá ràn òun lọ́wọ́ ní ibi tí òun ti ń gbọ́njẹ.
I can imagine Mary was in the sitting room.
Mo lè rí pé Màríà òun jókòó sí inú iyàrá ìgbàlejò tí wọ́n jókòó sí.
And the Lord Jesus kept talking.
Tí Olúwa Jésù Kristì tí òun sì ń tẹ̀síwájú nínú ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀ tí ó ń sọ.
And Mary is just listening and asking questions.
Màríà òun sì jókòó tí ó ń tẹ́tí sílẹ̀ tí ó sì ń béèrè ìbéèrè lọ́wọ́ Olúwa.
Martha begins to make noises in the kitchen so that Mary can hear that there is work here.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni Màtá lòun wà ní ilé ìdáná, ló bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní sọ, ló ń sọ̀bọ̀ pé kí Màríà kí ó lè mọ̀ pé iṣẹ́ wà ní ìhìn tó yẹ ká ṣe.
But nothing. Mary is not coming.
Ṣùgbọ́n Màríà kò sí èyí tó kàn ń dá lóhùn ibi tó jókòó sí tó ń gbọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ Olúwa.
So Martha goes and peeps.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni Màtá ló wá garùn ló yọjú.
Mary turns her head, looks at Martha.
Maria òun gbójú rẹ̀ kúrò kò wo Màtá.
But Mary says, hey, Jesus is not always here. I want to keep on hearing. And
Maria wá sọ pé kìí ṣe gbogbo ìgbà ni Jésù ló máa ń wá síhìn, ṣùgbọ́n òun ní èyí tó wá síhìn yìí mo fẹ́ gbóhun gbogbo pátá tó fẹ́ sọ.
So Mary ignores the eyes of Martha and she keeps on listening to
Jesus. Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni Maria ló gbójú kúrò lọ́dọ̀ Màtá tó jókòó ló ń tẹ́tí sí ọ̀rọ̀ tí Jésù ń sọ.
1 hour goes.
Wákàtí kan lọ.
Martha is getting upset.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni inú bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní bí Màtá kò lè farada mọ́.
Words and thoughts were boiling in her chest.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni inú rẹ̀ ń ru.
She started thinking, right. Mary is a woman. She's supposed to come and help me here.
Ẹ ló wá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí sọ pé ṣé bí Màríà náà ṣe bóbìnrin ni ó yẹ kó wá ràn mí lọ́wọ́ níbi mo ti ń dáná yìí.
She cracks her pot thinking Jesus will try to support her.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni ó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí fi iṣẹ́ bí ló bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí fi lu ìkòkò ọbẹ̀ rẹ̀ pé kó máa pariwo bẹ́ẹ̀ Jésù àsọ pé kí Màtá kó wá ràn òun lọ́wọ́.
But nothing happens.
Ṣùgbọ́n kò sí ohun kan tó ṣẹlẹ̀.
Finally, Martha storms the room.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni Màtá ló ya wọ inú ibi tí wọ́n jókòó sí.
She now is even offended with Jesus.
Ó rí i pé
She is now even offended with Jesus.
Inú tilẹ̀ tí wọ́n á bí sí Jésù.
And she came to him and said, Lord,
bẹ́ẹ̀ ló wá sọ Jésù wá.
Don't you also care?
Ṣé ó níṣe nǹkan tí mo ń ṣe ò kàn ni?
My sister has left me alone.
Ó ní èmi nìkan ni arábìnrin mi ló fi sílẹ̀ kí n máa dáná.
She's just with you, she's not helping me, sir.
Ó ní wá jókòó sọ́dọ̀ rẹ kò wá kó wá ràn mí lọ́wọ́.
And here's what the Lord told.
Ẹ wá gbọ́ ohun tí Olúwa sọ fún.
That's right.
And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha. If Jesus mentions your name twice, that is emphasis.
Ti Jesu ti o ba daruko eniyan lemeji yen ni pe ohun ti o nfe so yen o nfe ki o gbo dara dara ni.
It means listen carefully.
O nfe ki o teti sile ki o gbo ohun ti o nfe so dara dara ni.
Thou art careful and troubled about many things. I don't know how many here are troubled and careful about many things.
Oh, just to see down what if you pay mata, it won't she and you at la la ni to your own people. No money one in to get pay to your own people as she la 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 she and you lori.
This world is full of so many things. There are many cares of this life.
Ọpọlọpọ àwọn àníyàn àwọn ìkáyàsókè ló pọ̀ nínú ayé yìí.
You have to run up and down to take care of business, to take care of the home, to take care of so many things.
O n láti máa sásókè sásódò láti bójútó iṣẹ́ rẹ, láti bójútó ilé rẹ, láti bójútó ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ nǹkan.
And when one is not careful,
tí èèyàn bá sì wá kíyèsára,
the cares of life can create so much noise in the mind.
Ani gbogbo aniyan aye yi kayasoke aye yi o le wa ma fa opolopo ariwo ninu okan yan.
So much noise until you can't hear what the Lord is speaking.
O je pe opolopo ariwo ni yo ma pa si okolokan to be ge to je pe ohun ti Oluwa nso o tle ni gbomo.
Do you know that God can speak to us even without fasting?
Nje mo pe Olorun le ba wa soro lai tle je pe agbawe.
But one of the reasons why we fast is to quieten the noise in our minds so that we can hear God clearly. Martha was careful with so many things, so many obsessions.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ nǹkan ni Martha, òun ló gbájúmọ́ ló ń ṣe ló fi kún ọkàn rẹ̀.
When Jesus came, she was more occupied about preparing him a meal, but Jesus had a more important meal for her.
Amen. Nígbà tí Jésù tí ó wá sí ọ̀dọ̀ wọn, ohun tí ó jẹ Martha lógún òun ni bí òun yóò ṣe gbọ́ oúnjẹ fún Jésù tí Jésù yóò jẹ, ṣùgbọ́n òun mọ̀ pé Jésù ní oúnjẹ tí ó ṣe pàtàkì tó fẹ́ fún ojú oúnjẹ ti ara lọ.
Here is what the Lord said to Martha. One thing is needful.
Yes, sir.
Now, remember, life has wants and needs.
A
want is something you can do away
with.
A need is something you can't do away with. Martha was so careful with a want that afternoon. She got so obsessed with the work of trying to do a work for Jesus. Doesn't that sound like the church today? Preoccupied with opening charity organizations, preoccupied with having all sorts of church programs, yet staying away from the word. Brother Branham called it trying to do God a service without it being his will. One thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part. May we be wise this morning to choose the good part. And that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Now,
that's right.
You see the reason why Mary later anointed those feet.
Amen.
She used to spend time sitting under those feet.
Amen. Nítorí pé òun ti lo àkókò láti fi rí pé òun ń jókòó ní abẹ́ ẹsẹ̀ Jésù tẹ́lẹ̀.
Learning at the feet of the Lord.
Tí ó ń kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ lábẹ́ ẹsẹ̀ Olúwa.
Amen.
She treasured the words that came from the mouth of Jesus.
Nítorí náà, àwọn ọ̀rọ̀ iyebíye tí ó ti ọ̀dọ̀ Jésù tó ẹnu Jésù wá, òun mọ rírì rẹ̀.
Before her feet could move every place and every direction, she wanted to sit and learn at the feet of the Lord.
Kótó ni pé ẹsẹ̀ rẹ̀ yóò lọ sí ibikíbi, yóò dé ibikíbi, òun fẹ́ kọ́ jókòó náà ní abẹ́ ẹsẹ̀ Jésù Kristì kí ó lè máa kẹ́kọ̀ọ́.
Amen.
Now hear me, saints. No man can sit at the feet of the Lord and walk away the same.
Yes, sir.
No man can sit at the feet of the Lord and walk away the same person.
Kò sí ẹnikẹ́ni tó lè jókòó sí abẹ́ ẹsẹ̀ Jésù Kristì kó wá kúrò níbẹ̀ kí ó rí bákan náà bí ó ṣe rí tẹ́lẹ̀.
At the feet of the Lord there is transformation.
Amen. Nítorí pé ìyípadà ń bẹ ní abẹ́ ẹsẹ̀ Olúwa.
At the feet of the Lord you walk away a changed person.
Amen.
Nígbà
tí o bá jókòó sí abẹ́ ẹsẹ̀ Jésù tí o bá kúrò níbẹ̀ ó lọ bí ẹni tí a ti yí padà ni.
At the feet of the Lord you look up to his eyes to learn from him.
Amen. Nígbà tí o bá wà ní abẹ́ ẹsẹ̀ Olúwa ó máa wo ojú rẹ̀ láti kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ látọ̀dọ̀ rẹ̀ ni.
Amen.
When the prophet looked into the face of the Lord,
nígbà tí wòlíì tí o bá ń wo ojú Olúwa,
he says there was something about his face. It was the most kind. Yet that face, in a breath, it could throw this world into judgment. Yet it was full of love.
Amen. O mo le je pe oju re o je oju to je pe oju ti a le so pe bo ba fe o le kan na o le mu ki gbogbo aye yi ko paru sugbon sibe oju re je pe oju to je oju ikanu julo.
Whoever had an experience with the Lord Jesus Christ, it changed their lives.
Amen.
Forever.
Amen. Ẹnikẹ́ni tí ó bá ti ní ìrírí pẹ̀lú Olúwa Jésù Kristì, irú ìrírí bẹ́ẹ̀ ló máa ń yí ayé wọn padà títí láyé.
So we don't want just to be interested with walking with the feet of Jesus when they go to Bethany, walking with the feet of Jesus when they are leading him to pray for blind Bartimaeus. We want to sit at his feet to learn from him.
Amen. A ò fẹ́ kó jẹ́ pé ohun tí ó kàn jẹ́ wá lógún tàbí ohun tí a ó kàn máa ṣe ohun ni pé kí a máa bá Jésù rìn nígbà tí ó bá lọ sí Bethany, kí a máa bá rìn nígbà tí ó bá ṣiṣẹ́ ìyanu, ṣùgbọ́n kí a kúkú jókòó sí abẹ́ ẹsẹ̀ rẹ̀ kí a máa kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ láti ọ̀dọ̀ rẹ̀.
The question is.
Ìbéèrè náà nìyí.
Have you sat at the feet of the Lord?
Ìwọ ha ti jókòó sí abẹ́ ẹsẹ̀ Olúwa rí bí?
If you've sat at the feet of the Lord, how is your life?
Bí wo bá sọ pé o ti jókòó sí abẹ́ ẹsẹ̀ Olúwa rí, báwo ni ìgbé ayé rẹ ṣe rí?
That's right.
How shall we know those who've sat at the feet of the Lord?
Báwo la ṣe lè mọ àwọn tí ó ti jókòó sí abẹ́ ẹsẹ̀ Olúwa?
Look at Judas.
Ẹ wo Judasi.
His behavior shows he never sat under those feet.
Ìṣe rẹ̀ àti ìwà rẹ̀ ó fi hàn pé òun ò jókòó sí abẹ́ ẹsẹ̀ Olúwa rí.
Because in life you become where you sat.
Nítorí pé ní ìgbé ayé ohun bí tí o bá jókòó sí bẹ́ẹ̀ náà ni ìṣe rẹ yóò ṣe rí.
Paul testifies.
Paul jẹ́rìí pé
that he sat under the feet of Gamaliel.
Ó ní òun ti jókòó sí abẹ́ ẹsẹ̀ Gamalieli.
What did that make Paul?
Kí ni ìyẹn wá sọ Paul dà?
Gamaliel was a Pharisee.
Gamalieli òun jẹ́ Pharisee.
And when Paul sat at the feet of Gamaliel, he became a Pharisee.
Amen. Nígbà tí Paul sì wá jókòó sí abẹ́ ẹsẹ̀ Gamalieli, òun yẹn náà ló sọ Paul pẹ̀lú ló di Pharisee tí Gamalieli jẹ́.
Amen.
Show me the feet where you were sitting.
Fi hàn mí abẹ́ ẹsẹ̀ ibi tí o jókòó sí.
And I can tell what your character is.
Yes, sir.
Èmi yóò sì wá sọ nígbà tí. Nígbà tí o bá fi abẹ́ ẹsẹ̀ ẹni tí ò ń jókòó sí hàn mí, èmi yóò sọ ohun tí ìwà rẹ àti ìṣe rẹ yóò jẹ́.
How shall we know that you've sat at the feet of the Lord?
Báwo la ṣe lè mọ̀ pé o ti jókòó sí abẹ́ ẹsẹ̀ Olúwa?
It's not just by what you speak.
Kìí ṣe nípa ọ̀rọ̀ tó ń tẹnu rẹ jáde.
It will manifest in the character.
Yóò farahàn nínú ìṣe rẹ ni.
Amen.
Look at brother Judas.
Ẹ wo arákùnrin Judas.
He seemed to have spoken a positive sentiment.
Ó dàbí ẹni pé tí a bá fojú wo ohun tí ó sọ yẹn, a sọ pé ohun tó sọ ohun tó dára ni.
He said this money should have been given to the poor.
Ó ní o àbá ti tak ní ìyá àbá sì fi owó rẹ̀ fún àwọn aláìní.
Yet he was a thief.
Síbẹ̀ olè ni.
What he spoke did not match with what his life was displaying in privacy.
Ohun ti o so jade yen be ko ni iwa ati ise re ri ni koro.
But sin grows. Sin grows.
Ṣugbọn ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ a máa dàgbà ni.
At one point it is conceived, no one can see it.
Mo nípa tó bá dé àkórí kan yóò di pé èèyàn lóyún ẹ̀ṣẹ̀.
At that point you can sing and celebrate together with every believer.
Ní àkórí kan o lè kọrin kí o ṣe àjọyọ̀ pẹ̀lú àwọn onígbàgbọ́ tí ó kù.
But that bad habit will start growing.
Ṣùgbọ́n ìṣe búburú tó wà nínú rẹ yẹn yóò bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní dàgbà.
It will start growing.
Yóò bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní dàgbà.
Until one day.
Títí ó yóò wá fi di ọjọ́ kan.
Everyone will hear, oh, that brother did a wrong thing.
Tí àwọn èèyàn á gbọ́ pé ọkùnrin arákùnrin yẹn ó máa ṣe ohun kan tí ò dára.
Always remember.
Ìwọ máa rántí ní gbogbo ìgbà.
Although that wrong thing comes as breaking news.
Bó tilẹ̀ jẹ́ pé ohun tí a bá ṣe ohun tí ò dára tí àwọn èèyàn bá gbọ́ á dàbí ohun tó kanni lójijì tàbí tó báni lójijì ni láti gbọ́.
It is started way back in the deepness of the heart.
Amen. Ṣùgbọ́n ohun búburú tó ṣe tí a ṣẹ̀ṣẹ̀ tí èèyàn ṣẹ̀ṣẹ̀ wá gbọ́ yẹn ó ti bẹ̀rẹ̀ tipẹ́ nínú èrò ọkàn rẹ̀.
Now, how can you know if someone sat at the feet of the Lord?
Báwo ló ṣe lè mọ̀ bí ẹnìkan bá ti jókòó sí abẹ́ ẹsẹ̀ Olúwa rí?
We can look at three signs someone sat at the feet of the Lord.
A lè wo onírú oríṣi àmì mẹ́ta tí a lè fi mọ̀ pé bóyá ẹnìkan ó ti jókòó sí abẹ́ ẹsẹ̀ Olúwa rí.
Amen.
There will be humility in the life of that person.
Ìrẹ̀lẹ̀ yóò wà nínú ìgbé ayé irú ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀.
Let us read Luke chapter 9, verse 51.
Luke orí kẹsàn-án ẹsẹ̀ kọkànléní àádọ́ta.
And it came to pass when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem and sent messengers before his face, and they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. Let me explain something. Jesus used to move from place to place. And before he goes to a certain place, sometimes he would send some brothers to go ahead and prepare where they will sleep, where they will eat, where they can have a meeting.
Kó tó di pé yóò sì wá fi ibìkan lọ sí ibòmíràn kó tó ìgbà mìíràn wà tó jẹ́ pé kó tó fi ibìkan sílẹ̀ lọ sí ibòmíràn yóò kọ̀kọ́ rán àwọn ọmọlẹ́yìn rẹ̀ pé kí wọ́n lọ ṣáájú òun lọ síbẹ̀ kí wọ́n lọ pèsè àyè ibi tí àwọn yóò dé sí fún àwọn.
Now they were coming from Galilee.
Àwọn ń bọ̀ láti Galilee.
And when you look at Galilee.
Tí ẹ bá sì wá wo Galilee.
There is a river which goes down on the map.
Ẹ rí pé odò kan wà níbẹ̀.
Going towards the south.
Tí ó wà láti tí odò kan wà tí ó ṣàn láti àríwá tí ó ṣàn lọ sí gúúsù.
And before you reach Jerusalem.
Kó tó wá di pé ẹ dé Jerusalem.
There is the land of the Samaritans somewhere there.
A ní ilẹ̀ àwọn ará Samaria ní agbègbè yẹn.
Now the Samaritans and the Jews were not in agreement. There used to be tension between these two.
Àwọn ará Samaria àti àwọn ọmọ Júù. Wọ́n ò gbóhùn ara wọn yé èdè àìyedè ó máa ń wà láàrin wọn.
And the tension between the Samaritans and the Jews is something which had a historical background.
Ohun tó ti wá jẹ́ bí èdè àìyedè tàbí gbọ́nmi sí omi òtó tó wà láàrin wọn yìí ó jẹ́ ohun tó jẹ́ pé ó ti wà bẹ́ẹ̀ láti ọjọ́ pípẹ́ ni.
The time the Jews had been taken into the Babylonian captivity. The time when the Jews had been taken into the Babylonian captivity, they stayed there for 70 years.
Nígbà tí wọ́n kó àwọn ọmọ Júù lọ sí ìgbèkùn ní ọ̀dọ̀ àwọn ará Babylonia, wọ́n wà ní ìgbèkùn yẹn ní Babylonia fún 70 ọdún.
The other Jews also, those who made up the nation of Israel, had been taken into the Assyrian captivity.
Bákan náà ni àwọn ní orílẹ̀-èdè Syria, orílẹ̀-èdè Israeli, wọ́n kó wọn lọ sí ìgbèkùn ní ọ̀dọ̀ àwọn ará Assyria.
This left the land abandoned.
Eléyìí ló wá jẹ́ kí ilẹ̀ yẹn kí ó wà láìsí ẹnikẹ́ni níbẹ̀.
But over time.
Ṣùgbọ́n bójú ṣe wá ń gorí ọjọ́.
There are these people who occupied this land.
Àwọn èèyàn kan wá wà tó jẹ́ pé àwọn ló wá tó wá tẹ̀dó sí orí ilẹ̀ yẹn.
And these people claimed they were the Jews who were not taken into captivity.
Àwọn èèyàn tó wá tẹ̀dó sí orí ilẹ̀ yẹn àwọn èèyàn wá ń sọ pé àwọn ni àwọn ọmọ Júù tó jẹ́ pé wọn ò kó lọ sí ìgbèkùn.
And when those Jews who were taken into Babylonian captivity were returned to Israel upon the proclamation of Cyrus.
These
Samaritans, they believed, they had the original Torah and they had a more pure way of worshipping
Yahweh.
They believed these people who were returning from the Babylonian captivity had a compromised way of worshipping God. For example, when you read the book of Deuteronomy, God had commanded the Israelites that in Mount Gerizim is the place where you should pronounce blessings. But when the Jews from the Babylonian captivity returned, they believed the temple was to be built on Mount Zion. In that area. The Samaritans argued. They said no. The right place is Mount Gerizim. So the Samaritans believed they were guardians of the Torah. They had a more accurate understanding of the scripture. But as the Jews grew in number, tension started increasing between the Samaritans and the Jews. The Samaritans had built a temple in Mount Gerizim. The Jews also had built a temple in
Jerusalem.
And many Jews did not like this division and what they believed was confusing the people. So it came time when the ruler of the Jews, and before we say that, you need to understand this thing. The Jews did not believe that the Samaritans were Jews. In their writings they say, these people who were Samaritans, after the Jews had been taken into captivity, they came from the neighboring places to come and occupy the land, and then they started claiming they were also believers in the Torah.
Ninu akosile awon mo Jew awon gbagbo pe won ko sinu akosile won pe awon ara Samaria yo to npe ra won ni awon mo Jew kon ki se awon Jew wi pe nigba ti won ko awon mo Jew lo si igbekun ni awon ti o wa ni ayika ni won wa no wa gba ile yen no wa te do si ori ile awon ti egba ti awon wa pada de awon na wa so pe Jew la won.
Now it came time when one high priest who was a ruler of the Jews, his name was John
Hyrcanus.
He went with his forces to go and destroy the temple of the Samaritans. And that worsened the relationship between the Jews and the Samaritans. The two people saw each other as enemies. The two people saw each other as enemies. And now, this time, when Jesus visited
Samaria,
we read that he sent messengers before his face and they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. Let's move to the next verse.
53.
And they did not receive him because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. So the Samaritans have a problem with this.
Àwọn ará Samaria, eléyìí ni ìṣòro tí wọ́n ní.
They feel Jesus is focused on going to Jerusalem, and of course the Samaritans, they didn't like Jerusalem.
Àwọn rí Jésù bí ẹni pé Jerusalem gan ni ó fẹ́ lọ, àwọn ò sì fẹ́, àwọn ará Samaria yìí, àwọn ò sì fẹ́ràn Jerusalem.
So even when the Lord was ready to minister to the people, they were not ready for him.
Nítorí náà, nígbà tí Olúwa tí ó ṣetán láti wàásù fún wọn, àwọn ará Samaria, àwọn ò wá ṣetán láti gbọ́ ìwàásù rẹ̀.
They displayed rejection.
Àwọn wá kọ̀ pé àwọn ò fẹ́ gbọ́.
Because they went tribal. They went tribal.
Nítorí pé wọ́n wá ṣe iṣẹ́ ẹlẹ́yàmẹyà.
And two disciples saw that.
Àwọn ọmọlẹ́yìn Jésù wọ́n sì wá rí ìṣe àwọn ará Samaria yẹn.
They didn't like that.
Àwọn ò sì fẹ́ràn ìṣe wọn yẹn.
Let's read the next one. And when his disciples James and John saw this, they said, Lord, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them even as Elias did? Now you can see they are even wanting to quote the scripture to justify their hot emotion in that moment.
Ẹni pé àwọn ọmọlẹ́yìn Jésù yìí, wọ́n tilẹ̀ tún wá ń ṣe àṣàyàn ìwé mímọ́ láti lè fi dá ara wọn láre ìṣe ibi tí wọ́n fẹ́ ṣe àwọn ìgbóná búburú tí ó wà nínú wọn yẹn.
They certainly believed in Jesus. James and John, they believed in Jesus.
Jacobu àti Johannu, lóòótọ́ wọ́n gbàgbọ́ nínú Jésù.
They even believed if he commanded them, they can bring fire to consume this village.
Àwọn tilẹ̀ gbàgbọ́ pé bí Jésù bá pàṣẹ fún àwọn, àwọn lè pe iná pé kí iná kí ó sọ̀ kalẹ̀ kí ó sì jó ìletò yẹn run.
They were so zealous.
Ohun tí wọ́n ń sọ yẹn, wọ́n mú lọ́kùnkúndùn, wọ́n sì ní ìtara fún un.
They believed in the power of God.
Àwọn ní ìgbàgbọ́ nínú agbára Ọlọ́run.
But they believed in it without knowledge.
Ṣùgbọ́n àwọn ní ìgbàgbọ́ nínú agbára Ọlọ́run láìsí ìmọ̀ ni.
Look at this. Look at what Jesus answers them.
Ẹ wo èsì tí Jésù tí ó fi fún wọn.
In the next verse, but he turned and rebuked them and said, you know not what manner of spirit you are of.
Ṣùgbọ́n Jésù yí padà, ó sì bá wọn wí, ó ní ẹ̀yin kò mọ irú ẹ̀mí tí ń bẹ nínú yín.
What are these disciples doing? They are learning at the feet of the Lord. They are learning at the feet of the Lord.
Ẹ mọ nǹkan tí àwọn ọmọ lẹ́yìn Jésù yìí tí wọ́n ń ṣe, òun ni pé wọ́n ń kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ ní abẹ́ ẹsẹ̀ Jésù ni.
They are learning what manner of a person the Lord Jesus is.
Àwọn ń kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ irú èèyàn tí Olúwa Jésù Kristì tí ó jẹ́.
Hear this, my brothers and sisters.
Ẹ̀yin ará mi.
The true test of humility is not when you are weak or you lack.
Ohun tí a fi lè mọ̀ bóyá o jẹ́ onírẹ̀lẹ̀ nítòótọ́, kìí ṣe nígbà tí o bá káàárẹ̀ tàbí nígbà tí nǹkan ò bá sí lọ́wọ́ rẹ.
I'll say that again.
Wọ́n ó tuntun sọ.
The true test of humility is not when you lack.
That's right.
Or when you are poor, the true right. Test of humility is when power is in your hands.
Amen. Ohun tí a fi lè mọ̀ bóyá lóòótọ́ ló jẹ́ onírẹ̀lẹ̀, kìí ṣe nígbà tí ó bá jẹ́ pé nǹkan ò sí lọ́wọ́ rẹ tó ṣe aláìní, ṣùgbọ́n ohun tí a fi lè mọ̀ òun ni ìgbà tí a bá fún ọ ní agbára tó jẹ́ pé ohun tó bá wù ọ ló lè ṣe láàfin mọ̀ bóyá o jẹ́ onírẹ̀lẹ̀ àbí ò kìí ṣe onírẹ̀lẹ̀.
The greatest temptation of Jesus was not in the wilderness when he fasted for 40 days and Satan came.
Ohun tó jẹ́ àdánwò ńlá ti Jésù Kristì tàbí àyẹ̀wò ńlá ti Jésù Kristì, òun kọ́ ni ìgbà tí ó pààrẹ̀ fún 40 ọ̀sán àti 40 òru ní aginjù, ìyẹn kọ́ ni àyẹ̀wò ńlá tí ó dojúkọ.
The great temptation of Jesus was when he was in Gethsemane.
Amen. Ohun tó jẹ́ àyẹ̀wò ńlá ti Jésù Kristì, òun ni ìgbà tí ó wà ní ọgbà Gethsemane.
When Judas came with that wrong group.
Nígbà tí Judas wá pẹ̀lú àwọn ẹgbẹ́ búburú yẹn.
The disciples took out swords.
Ọ̀kan nínú àwọn ọmọlẹ́yìn rẹ̀ ó fa idà yọ.
And the Lord said.
Olúwa sì wí pé.
At this moment.
Ó ní ní àkókò yìí.
Angels are ready. Angels are ready to be released to my protection.
Ó ní ní àkókò yìí, ó ní a ti ṣetán láti tú àwọn áńgẹ́lì sílẹ̀ pé kí wọ́n jáde wá.
Do you know Jesus had a choice to do that?
Ǹjẹ́ ẹ mọ̀ pé bí Jésù bá fẹ́ ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀ ó lè ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀?
Yes, sir.
Jesus had a choice to avoid the humiliating cross.
And if Jesus ba fe ki a ma ka ma doju ti ohun nipa kikan ohun ma gbelebu o le se be.
However,
ṣugbọn
the future of humanity,
amen,
hung in a balance in Gethsemane.
Amen. Ṣugbọn ohun to sele ni pe ohun ti o je ojo iwaju irun eniyan o wa ni owo ise re ti o ba se ni akoko yen.
Lucifer was given free will and he made a mess out of it.
Right.
Lucifer was given free will, choice.
Afun Lucifer ni afun ni anfani lati le se ohun ti o ba fe, ṣugbọn ohun se rada rada.
He used it to his advantage.
Ohun lo o lo anfani yen lati le fi jere fun ara re.
Lucifer was in the form of godliness.
Ohun lo fun anfani ara re, ohun da ohun ohun to le je ohun bi iwa bi Olorun.
He had so much power.
O ni opolopo agbara.
Godly power.
Ani agbara to ti odo Olorun wa.
But he took advantage of that power.
Ṣugbọn ohun wa ti anfani yen lo o si lo.
That is how he lost.
Ti o se padanu re niyan.
Man was made in the image of God. Adam and Eve also had a choice.
Adam ati Eva won pelu won ni iyan won le yan ohun to won ba fe lati se won ni iyan lati yan.
They made a mess out of that choice.
Awon pelu ohun to ba won won le se ṣugbọn awon wa si won wa si lo.
Jesus the new Adam.
Jesus to je Adam titun.
He said, "My meat is to do the will of the Father and to finish it." In Gethsemane, what lay ahead of him was open before his eyes. It's not that Jesus feared the pain. If his apostles were willing to be beheaded, certainly that's not what Jesus was afraid of. But to think that on the cross, the sin, iniquity, all the filth of mankind will be upon him and the Father will look away was incomprehensible.
Ṣugbọn lati le ṣugbọn ohun ti o je logun ni pe lori igi agbelebu nibi o be ni gbogbo ese omo eniyan gbogbo ese iran eniyan ibe la kan mo.
All along Jesus, every moment, every minute, he walked with the spirit of the Father.
Ni gbogbo igba ti Jesus ti o fun wa lori ile aye, gbogbo igba ti o ba rin lo je pe o rin pelu emi baba re ni.
To think that he will be counted among the transgressors. Sin and Jesus could not exist in one sentence. Shame and filth could not come close to the Son of God. But soon that will become a reality. And he says, "Father, would you let this cup pass over?"
O ti wa wi pe o ni baba je ki ago yi ki o re koja mi.
Now, when those soldiers came,
nigba ti awon ogun yen tun wa,
a whisper would send Michael, the archangel, in action.
Nigba ti awon ogun yen tun won de, ko ba je pe o kan tile soro kelekele lasan ni o awon olori awon angel won le sokale wa.
Yes, sir.
Elijah, when those people came, he caught fire and it consumed them. Right?
Nigba ti Elijah to wa lori oke ti awon ogun yen wa, ohun pase fun ina pe ki ina ki o sokale, ina ti sokale oju won run.
Elisha, he caught those wild animals and it destroyed those children.
Bákan náà ni Elisha ló pe àwọn ẹranko búburú yẹn jáde tí ó sì pa àwọn ọmọdé wọ̀nyẹn run.
The Son of God had that power. The Son of God had that power.
Ọmọ Ọlọ́run òun pẹ̀lú ó ní agbára yẹn.
Yes, sir.
But he said, not my will.
Amen.
But your will be done.
Amen.
He emptied all free will, all choice. Whatever remained in the bottle of choice, he threw it back in the hands of the Father and said, let your will be done.
Amen. Ohun gbogbo to je ife inu re, gbogbo re pata, ohun ni o da si inu baba re to so pe baba je ki ife re ki o se pe emi ko ni ife inu atara mi.
Do you know the bride of Christ one day will have that power?
Amen. Je mo pe ojo nbo ti awa iyawo Jesu Kristi pelu ta o ni ru agbara be.
Things shall be spoken and things shall happen.
So je pe bi a ba se nsoro bayi be ni yo ma wa si imuse.
The question is not whether we are excited to have that power. The question is, are we ready to receive the third pool speak the word power? We can't receive it until we sit long enough at the feet of the Lord to learn who is the Lord Jesus Christ
and his character.
Amen.
One day Brother Branham was preaching. And a young lady and a young man came in the service. And they started misbehaving, doing foolish things, touching each other in a service. Brother Branham looked at that and it disturbed him. He said, young man, stop what you are doing. He stopped for a while. As Brother Branham continued preaching, the young man and the lady continued doing the wrong
thing.
He told them, please stop what you are doing. Now, before this service, a few days before this service, the Spirit of God had taught Brother Branham that you will be tested. And Brother Branham was wondering, what will this test be? What kind of a test will it be? When he forgot about it, and he was preaching, then that young man and woman were doing the wrong thing. He told them to stop, but they continued doing that. And then the Spirit of God came, and the Spirit said, I've given them in your hands. Anything you speak will happen. If you were Brother Branham, what would you have done?
Wow.
I won't hide to you what I would have done.
That's right.
I'll say, well, Elijah caught fire from heaven. Elisha called the wild animals, and it will be a moment for me now, for my ministry to be vindicated.
Wow.
Obeying God does not mean reading a scripture and just doing exactly what it says. You need to hear the voice of the Spirit who wrote that scripture.
Because
doing a right thing at a wrong time makes it a wrong thing.
Amen. Tori pe ki o ma se ohun ti o to ni akoko ti o to yo so ru nkan ti o to be di ohun ti o to ni.
That's true.
And that is why as a believer you need to have discernment of what God wants you to do.
Idi ni e to fi je pe gaga bi onigbagbo o gboro ni emi ta nkan mo ohun ti Olorun fe ki o se ki o mo gangan pe ohun ti Olorun fe ki n se ni yi.
Brother Branham looked at the young man and woman.
Arakunrin Branham wo wa wo odomokunrin ati odomobirin yen.
And he said,
o wi pe
I forgive you.
On mo dariji yin.
At that moment,
ni akoko yen gan,
the Holy Spirit swept through the audience.
Be ni emi mo lo wa wo wo arin agbo.
And the Lord said to Brother Branham, he passed the test.
Oluwa ti wa so fun arakunrin Branham pe o ti yege ayewo re.
Look at the condition of the bride of Christ.
Ewo ipo ti iyawo Kristi ti o wa.
Humility is lacking.
Amen.
Humility is lacking.
Ohun se alaini irele.
How do you know a man has sat at the feet of the Lord?
Bawo ni o se mo pe enikan o ti joko si abe ese Oluwa.
You see the humility that was in Jesus. You see it in that person.
Irele eyi ti o wa ninu Jesu, e ri ninu igbe aye iru eni be.
Do you know when they blindfolded Jesus?
Nigba ti won fi aso di oju Jesu.
And those two men started hitting him. Saying, prophesy, what hit you?
Ti awon okunrin meji yen to wa bere si fi nkan lu, wi pe ya so aso tele so fun wa eni to fi nkan lu o.
Yes sir.
He had power.
Ohun lagbara
for those men to have dropped dead.
O lagbara pe ki o pase pe ki awon okunrin mejeji yen kon subule kon si ku.
Amen.
He rebuked John and James.
Ohun ba Johanu ati Jacob wo ba won wi.
You know not what manner of spirit you are of.
O so fun won pe o ni eyin o mo iru emi to npe nu yin ni.
I want you to think about your life.
Ma fe ki o ronu nipa igbe aye re
as an individual.
Gege bi olori jori.
Think about your workplace, where you work.
Ani ronu nipa ibi ise re nibi to tin sise.
Think about your life in the family where you are.
Ami ronu nipa igbe aye to npe ninu idile re.
When people look at your character,
nigba ti eyan ton ba wo ise re,
can they smell the sweet fragrance of humility?
Se awon wa le gbo orun didun ti irele ninu aye re bi?
Or is ego still dominant in your heart?
Abi pe bi mo se je emi niyi ohun lo wa ninu aye re bi?
Ego seeks to defend your personality.
Nitori pe ise pe emi niyi mo se to niyi awa ma fe fi jagbe ara re.
Humility seeks to glorify the Lord.
Amen. Ṣugbọn irele awon ma fe lati fi ogo fun Oluwa ni.
The second thing,
ohun keji,
which shows us someone has been at the feet of the Lord.
Eyi ti o le fi han ni lati le je ki a mo pe enikan o ti joko si abe ese Jesu ri,
is divine love.
Ohun ni ife ti atodo Olorun wa, ife ti o je ife to toke wa.
Because everything about the Lord Jesus in his ministry, everything was about love.
Nítorí pé ohun gbogbo nípa Jésù Kristì nínú iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ rẹ̀, ìfẹ́ ló dá lé lórí.
Although he came in the form of God, he did not abuse that privilege.
Bó tilẹ̀ jẹ́ pé Jésù ó wá ní ipò Ọlọ́run ni, ṣùgbọ́n òun ò wá ṣí àǹfààní yẹn lò.
When they went ahead and crucified him on that cruel Roman cross.
Nígbà tí wọ́n lọ kàn mọ́ igi àgbélébù nínú lórí igi àgbélébù ti Rome yẹn.
Those ugly thick Roman nails perforated his flesh.
Tó jẹ́ pé ìṣó ti àwọn Rome yẹn, ìṣó ìka wọn yẹn, ó dá ihò sí ọwọ́ rẹ̀.
His arteries were gushing out blood.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni ẹ̀jẹ̀ ń jáde lára rẹ̀.
He was quickly losing blood.
Kíákíá ni ẹ̀jẹ̀ ń ṣàn jáde lára rẹ̀ tí ẹ̀jẹ̀ ń tán lára rẹ̀.
And when a person is injured and is losing blood, they become thirsty.
Bí èèyàn bá sì wá ṣèṣe tí ẹ̀jẹ̀ ń tú jáde lára ènìyàn, òrùngbẹ ni ó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí gbẹ̀yàn.
You want to drink water.
O sì wá fẹ́ mumi.
As he was on that cross,
he said,
Father,
only Baba,
forgive them.
Daddy,
they don't know what they're doing. Hey, that was coming from his heart. He had been stripped naked. He had been abused. Who is that? That's the savior of the world. Who is that? He's the one who opened the eyes of blind
men.
Who is that? He is the one who healed the woman with an issue of blood. Who is that? He is the one who called Lazarus from the dead. You can never point to any wrong or evil that he committed in society.
Yes,
but yet they gave him a capital punishment for the worst criminals in the land. If there was anything to be put on his head, it was supposed to be a crown as a king of humanity.
Amen.
But what a contrast. They forced a crown of thorns. Blood was dripping from his temples. Blood was dripping from his hands. And he said, I thirst. Because as blood was coming out, a lot of water was being lost from his body. But do you know what they gave him for drink? They gave him a concoction of vinegar. Now, historians explain that that concoction used to be given to prisoners who had been beaten so badly because it worked like a painkiller. If that historical detail is correct, it means the soldier who was trying to offer him vinegar was trying to help him. But did Jesus accept?
No.
He refused. You know why he refused? If he took a painkiller on the cross, the devil would have pointed at that.
Amen.
The devil would have claimed, I gave him a painkiller. But the Lord refused. He wanted to pay the price in full.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Now, when Jesus said, it is finished, when you take that phrase and you check it in the Greek, it is the same name used in financial accounting. When a whole debt has been paid, the word means paid in full. So he said, I have paid in full.
Amen.
Amen. What did that?
Kí ló ṣe yẹn?
His love.
Ìfẹ́ rẹ̀ ni.
Everyone here, we were all sinners. Others were thieves. Others were fornicators. Others were liars.
Amen.
But even when he knew that's the kind of a life you will live, he paid the price in full.
Amen. Gbogbo apatapata ni yin la je lese tele ri ti o je pe ari ole ari alagbere sugbon nigba ti Jesus ti mo pe iru igbe aye ti a ti a o gbe ati ti a ngbe niyan gbogbo pese yen pata un lo ti san.
But look at the Lord.
Sugbon ewo yen.
When he stood before Pilate.
Nigba ti o duro niwaju Pilate.
And people had beaten him. People had abused him.
Ti awon eyan ti won ti na ti awon eyan ti won bu.
Read Matthew 27 verse 24. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent. Was that Matthew? Okay. Let me check if it's the one I wanted. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay, sorry. Matthew 27 verse 11. And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, Art thou the king of the Jews? And Jesus said unto him, Thou sayest. And when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. I want to ask you something. How do you feel? Let's say you are at your workplace. You are in the office. And someone comes to accuse you falsely. A thing you know is not true. It feels terrible. But here is Jesus, the chief priests and the elders. We're speaking all sorts of accusations.
And so je olori alufa ati awon alagba won oniruuru esun won fin kan to je so eke.
And he answered nothing.
Sugbon se lohun dake ti o san kankan.
Now many times when you are in an argument,
lopolopo igba nigba ti e ba wa ni inu ariyanjiyan kan boya o njiyan pelu enikan.
When you respond,
nigba ti o ba wa fesi,
it could be even when you are right, it could be your ego wanting to protect your personality, your integrity. As a human being, immediately you want to speak in self-defense because there is integrity you want to protect about yourself. But here is the Lord standing there. The bishops, the reverends, they raise all sorts of false accusations. You think he had no words to to reply back?
There
were words he could have used, but he said nothing. Let's read the next verse. Then say Pilate unto him. Now Pilate was getting upset. Because Pilate is asking him questions and Jesus is just quiet. He's just standing there. And Pilate is upset, is angry. Hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee? Are you not hearing? Why are you quiet? They are accusing you and you are just quiet. Let's read on. And he answered him to never a word. In other words, even when Pilate expressed his anger, Jesus is still quiet.
Síbẹ̀, nígbà tí Pilate tó sọ̀rọ̀ jáde nínú ìbínú rẹ̀, Jésù ó sì dákẹ́ síbẹ̀ ni.
In so much that the governor marveled greatly.
Tó jẹ́ pé tó bẹ́ẹ̀ gẹ́ tí ẹnu fi ya balẹ̀ yìí.
You know why he marveled? Because human behavior automatically speaks in self-defense.
Nítorí ohun tó jẹ́ kí ẹnu kí ó ya Pilate ni pé ohun tó jẹ́ ìṣe ènìyàn ni pé nígbà tí wọ́n bá ń fi ẹ̀sùn kan ẹni.
Let's move on. Let's read the next one. Okay. The next verse speaks about how they released Barabbas. What made the Lord to be just quiet? He was not looking at the people bringing these accusations.
Òun ni pé kìí ṣe àwọn tí ó ń fi ẹ̀sùn kan yẹn, àwọn ló ń wò, àwọn kan ló ń wò kò wò àwọn tó ń fi ẹ̀sùn kan yẹn.
He was looking at the spirit behind.
Ṣùgbọ́n ẹ̀mí tí ó ń ṣe ìṣe yẹn nínú wọn, òun ló ń wò.
These human beings were beings made in the image and likeness of God.
Nítorí pé adé ènìyàn ní ìrí àti àwòrán Ọlọ́run ni.
But they became tools of the devil. But Jesus loved them anyway. For this cause he came. To die for sinful mankind. Even when he was on the cross, he said, "Forgive them, Father. They do not know what they
are doing."
That is a deep love.
One
day I was driving my vehicle going for work. And I went so much thinking about this sad event of how the Lord was crucified. And I started singing the song. As I sang, I couldn't hold back my tears flowing through my eyes. I started thinking about the Lord and all the abuse he suffered. These are the words of the song. How deep the Father's love for us. How vast beyond all measure that he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss. The Father turns his face away as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Look at him on the cross. Behold the man upon the cross. My sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed, I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. I want you to understand this line of the song. Remember those scoffers? They hit him on the face. They smack him on the face. And they say, prophesy, who has hit you? Now many times we say, how could they do that? I want you to remember, every time someone speaks a dirty joke about Jesus and you are laughing or you are smiling or you watch a dirty thing on television and you are laughing and they are abusing the name of Jesus, I want you to know your voice is among those scoffers.
He was
behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed, I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is in me. I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but Jesus, I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom. I will not boast. No power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Why should I get from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom. My brethren, it's because of His love that we're here. He had all power to curse all those men. He had all power to bring judgment on the world in that moment. But you know, when you read Isaiah 53 verse 7, shall we read that? Isaiah 53 verse 7. He was oppressed, yes, and he was afflicted, yes, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter. Yes, under the sheep before our shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. Not because he didn't have words to speak, but he had a mission to accomplish.
Amen.
To make it possible for us to be forgiven.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Love overcomes everything, my brothers.
Ife ama aburi un gbogbo eyan ara mi.
Love overcomes everything.
Ife ama aburi un gbogbo.
Maybe someone offended you. Love overcomes evil.
Ife ama aburi ibi.
Never return evil for evil.
Iwo ma fi ibi san ibi.
Amen.
If you've been at his feet,
so ba ti wa ni abe tere ri,
your heart also will become a wellspring of love.
Ani okan re yo di ibi ti ife yo ti ma sun jade yo di orisun ife.
We have received so precious a message.
Awa ti gba ise iranse ti o se iyebiye pupo.
Through a vessel,
nipa ohun elo kan,
that was most humble in this our time.
Eyi to je pe ohun ni o rele ju lo je onirele ju ni akoko ti wa yi.
Amen.
The love of God was so full in him.
Ani to je pe odun agutan Olorun o kun inu okunrin na to be ge,
that it even reached out to animals.
So le je pe o tun wa man je fi ife re han ti awon eranko.
That day he saw a killer bull which could have killed him.
Ọjọ́ yẹn tí ó rí màálù, tí ó rí màálù láyé tí ọba ti pa.
But Brother Branham spoke to that bull.
Ṣùgbọ́n arákùnrin Branham ó sọ, ó bá ẹfọn yẹn sọ̀rọ̀.
Brother Branham says, I know it didn't want to kill me because I did it wrong. It was trying to defend itself.
Arákùnrin Branham ó sọ fún ẹfọn yẹn, ó ní mo mọ̀ pé lóòótọ́ ó jáde wá láti wá pa mí ni.
And he said, sorry, poor bull. I'm just on my way to pray for someone.
Oni ojowo iwo efon yi oni emi nba temi lo lati lo gbadura fun enikan ni.
And he commanded it to sit back.
O si wa so fun efon yen pe ko ya kuro lona.
And it went and it sat back.
Be ni o si pada lo.
That killer bull,
ani efon apani yi,
still exists today.
O si wa ni ori ile aye titi doni.
It still exists in the form of that person who did you wrong.
Fún apani tí a ń sọ yìí, ó ṣe a sì lè rí iṣẹ́ rẹ̀, ó sì wà nínú ẹni tí ó ṣe ibi sí ọyẹn.
That killer bull is in many people of the world who haven't yet heard the word of God.
Àní fún apani tí a ń sọ yìí, òun la lè fi wé àwọn ẹni tí ó ṣe ibi sí ọ, àwọn ẹni tó jẹ́ pé bóyá ó ti ṣe rere fún rí.
Instead of being angry,
èyí tó bá wá fi bínú,
may the love of God flow out of your heart.
Ìwọ jẹ́ kí ìfẹ́ Ọlọ́run kí ó ṣàn jáde láti inú ọkàn rẹ.
To heal this sick world.
Láti lè fi wo ayé tí ó ń ṣàìsàn yìí sàn.
This sick world, and the sickness is also in the churches, even in the end time message churches.
Àní ayé tí ó ń ṣàìsàn yìí, àìsàn tí ó ń ṣe ayé, ó ti wọ inú ìjọ, ó tilẹ̀ ti wọ inú iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ yìí náà pẹ̀lú.
You can be still at saints as I speak the last words.
Bí wọ́n ṣe sọ èyí tí ó gbẹ̀yìn, ẹ jẹ́ kí a jókòó.
The third thing.
Ìkẹta.
That we see in a people who've sat at the feet of the Lord.
Ohun kẹta tí a lè rí ní inú ìgbé ayé àwọn ẹni tí ó ti jókòó ní abẹ́ ẹsẹ̀ Jésù.
Is power.
Òhun ni agbára.
Those who sit at his feet, they are not just learning intellectual lessons. Those who sit at his feet, they are not just there to learn intellectual lessons.
Àwọn tí ó ti jókòó ní abẹ́ ẹsẹ̀ rẹ̀ kì í ṣe pé wọ́n kàn wà níbẹ̀ láti máa kọ́ ọgbọ́n nípa ọpọlọ ènìyàn.
We have one trouble.
A ní ohun kan tó ń yọ wá lẹ́nu.
The message came in this day.
Àní iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ tí ó jáde tọ̀ wá ní àkókò yìí.
And the danger is especially among the young people. Others simply transferred from a denominational building and they came into an end-time message building. There has been a transfer, but without transformation. But remember, the ministry was sent to turn their hearts.
Amen.
Not just to turn heads, the faculties of our minds, but to turn hearts, to convert the heart.
Amen.
When a Jehovah Witness comes to you, he is interested in you agreeing to a set of doctrines. And when your intellect agrees, you are welcomed into their kingdom. That is how all denominations do it. They even have Bible colleges. Adventist Bible College produces
Adventists.
Pentecostal Bible College produces Pentecostals. You will never see a Pentecostal preacher born out of an Adventist Bible College. It can never
be.
In there, they are told theories and doctrines which they need to defend. But what does John 1 verse 12 say? Those who received him, those who believe him, are given power.
Amen.
To become sons of God.
Amen.
As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God.
Amen.
What is that power? It's a power of transformation.
Amen.
Acts 1 verse 8. What did the Lord say to the disciples in Acts 1 verse 8?
But
ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
Ṣùgbọ́n ẹ̀yin ó gba agbára nígbà tí ẹ̀mí mọ́ bá bà léyìn, ẹ ó sì máa ṣe ẹlẹ́rìí mi ní Jerusalem àti ní gbogbo Judea àti ní Samaria títí dé òpin ilé ayé.
That word witnesses, when you read it in the Greek, the word which is there is matus or matas.
Ọ̀rọ̀ tí a pè ní ẹ̀rí níbí báyìí, tí a bá kà á nínú èdè Gíríkì, ohun tí ó túmọ̀ sí ni àwọn tí ó jẹ́ àwọn tí a pa nítorí ẹ̀rí Jésù.
And that's what happens when you receive this power.
Ìyẹn sì ni ohun tí yóò ṣẹlẹ̀ sí ọ nígbà tí o bá gba agbára yìí.
You die to the flesh.
Ó kú sí ara ni, ó kú sí iṣẹ́ ara.
And you become a martyr.
Ó sì wá di ẹni tí a pa nítorí ẹ̀rí Jésù.
When the Holy Spirit fills you,
nígbà tí ẹ̀mí mímọ́ bá kún inú rẹ,
it's only then you can become a witness of Jesus Christ.
Ìgbà náà ló lè di ẹlẹ́rìí Jésù Kristì.
You don't become a witness by copying something.
O lè di ẹni tó ń jẹ́rìí ohunkóhun, o lè di ẹlẹ́rìí kankan nípa wípé kí o máa ṣe àṣàyàn kankan.
If I tell you, have you tested a jackfruit? a jackfruit. If I told you, have you tasted mango? If you say no, I have never tasted mango. And I tell you, I can explain to you how mango tastes. I can take a whiteboard and begin to explain to you how mango tastes. I can show you pictures. I can show you a man eating a mango. And at the end of your school, I can give you a certificate to say you are qualified to teach about how a mango tastes. You'll be a fool to go out and start explaining to people how mango tastes. Until you test a mango, you can never be a witness of mango. The word of God says, test and see that the Lord is good.
Amen.
When we receive of His Spirit, we get an experience of the same substance which was in Jesus.
Amen.
And that's the ultimate thing. The disciples, they walked with him for 3 years. They had sat under his feet. They walked 3 years. They saw miracles. They ate on the same table when they were hungry. They hugged and they felt the hug of Jesus. They would hug Jesus Yet, all those experiences did not qualify them to become witnesses. Do you know that today there are people, they walked with the prophet. They hunted with the prophet. And they feel that gave them a license to be preachers on the pulpit. If hunting with the prophet makes you a preacher, then those disciples did not need to wait and tarry in Jerusalem. They walked with the Lord, they ate with the Lord, all that did not qualify them. He said, wait until you receive the promise of the Father. That power is not power for miracles. Miracles could be one of the results out of it. But it is a power that transforms you into a son of God.
Amen.
Philippians 4:13. Let's see what this power does.
Philippians 4:13.
I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. That is what the power does. It gives you. It gives you strength to do all things. What things? The power to live a holy life.
ani ara awon ohun ti agbara yen ti o yo je ko le seun lati le gbe igbe aye mimo.
The power to love even when someone hates you.
Agbara lati le feran eni ti o korira re.
The power to pray for a sick person when they are unwell.
Agbara lati le gbadura fun alaisan nigba ti alaisan ti ara re o ba da.
But at the center of it, it is the power which makes you a son of God.
Amen. Ṣugbọn eyi ti o ṣe pataki ju ninu re, ohun ni pe o ji agbara ti o so di omo Olorun.
Galatians 2 verse 20.
Galatia orikeji ese ogun.
I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me.
Amen.
And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
Amen.
You see? That's the power we have received. We die to our flesh to let the Spirit take preeminence in our lives. And when we allow the Spirit to do all the might works through us, another life will be changed because of a testimony of your life. Another person will come to the saving knowledge of Jesus because that power which lives in you draws them to Christ. And let's read the last verse, Romans 3, verse 26 to 28.
We are our Rome, Uriketa.
To declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. When the Spirit of God dwells in you, you let the Spirit to do the works.
Amen.
So even when you stop lying, there's no boasting in that. But it's the Spirit that lives in you that manifests the righteousness of God. Dear brethren, when you see a man who has humility, when you see a man who has divine love, when you see a man with that virtue, that power of the Holy Spirit in them, that's a man who's been at the feet of the Lord.
Amen.
Shall we stand? When the Savior calls,
Thank you.
Every eye is closed. I don't know how the Lord has spoken to your heart. But if you are there saying, I need to sit at the feet of the Lord, I am guilty like Martha. I've been careful about so many things. And you are saying, I want to be like Mary, to sit at his feet. I invite you to the altar. The Lord sees your heart.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord sees your desire.
Oluwari ife okan re.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Lift up those hands of surrender to him.
Wo gbe owo re soke ni ami pe ojo wara re sile fun.
If my robe is white, when he comes, which are raised to you. We can hear our voices among the mockers. We can hear our voices among the scoffers. In the many ways that, Lord, we have despised sitting at your feet, we read in your word how those men were crucified, killed, others burnt for the cause of the gospel. We look at our lives. We look at how we have despised those feet many times. We haven't washed them with the costly fragrant. We haven't cleansed them with hair the way Mary did. Lord, forgive us our sin. Lord, take away that shame. For you, Lord, forgave us our sins.
Amen.
On that cruel cross, you gave all your heart for us.
Amen.
And we can do better. We can live better.
Yes.
We can empty ourselves and allow you to be the king in our hearts.
Amen. Amen.
This morning, Lord, we pour the fragrance of our tears at your feet.
Amen.
The fragrance of the issues of our hearts at your feet, Lord.
Amen.
We want to clean those feet again.
Amen.
With the glory of our hair.
Amen.
Whatever things we think are glorious in our lives, our resources, our manners, our dignity, we bring it at your feet, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh Lord, we choose to sit at those feet.
Amen.
That when that day comes, when we shall see you appear in the clouds,
yes,
we shall gladly look forward to being with you, oh God.
Amen. Amen.
In the place where you are.
Amen.
For your word tells us that you shall appear a second time to those who love your appearing, to
Amen.
Those who wait for you.
Amen.
How can we claim we love you when we can't clean your feet with our tears, when we can't pour our costly frankincense, Lord, at your feet, our costly spikenard at your feet? Many times we've loved you with our lips, but our hearts have been far away from you.
Amen.
Forgive us our sins, oh
God. Amen.
But we come this morning loving you, kissing those feet. We come this morning pouring out our hearts, Lord.
Amen.
Every wrong habit which has been hidden in the corner of our hearts, we remove it, Lord, and we bring it at your feet.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for your love.
Thank you, Jesus Hallelujah. Christ.
We thank you for your mercies. We
thank you, Lord.
We are unworthy.
Yes, Lord.
One amongst us one day came to you, Lord Jesus, and said, we can eat from the crumbs that fall off from the table. But today, Lord, we are not dogs eating crumbs.
At all.
You've invited us to sit at the table.
Amen.
To eat, to feast at your table.
Amen.
What a privilege.
Lord.
What an honor. To eat of the food of this day.
Amen.
The message of the hour.
Amen.
You called us out of the cages.
Amen.
You called us out of those deep
Amen.
Pits. And you've allowed us to eat angels' food. Oh Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus Christ.
We thank you for your mercies, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Lord.
And now, Lord, I pray,
Lord,
if there is any who is sick amongst us,
the name of Jesus Christ.
My brother, my sister, if you are not feeling well, I ask you to raise your hand. He loves you not just for your salvation, he also loves you to heal you.
Amen.
If you can touch that part where you have a problem as we pray.
Lord Jesus Christ.
By your stripes, Lord, we were healed.
Amen.
Whatever pain, whatever wrong thing is in the body of my brother,
my sister. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Lord, it was said on Calvary that it was paid in full. You paid it in full.
Amen.
And by his stripes, my brother, my sister was healed.
Amen.
And we believe it, Lord.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We receive our healing in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May you receive your blessing, which was paid in full in the name
of Jesus. Amen.
May that door which is closed be opened in
Amen.
The name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
He is Jehovah who makes a way on the Red Sea. He is Jehovah who makes the blind eyes see.
Amen.
He is Jehovah who made Lazarus come forth from the grave.
Amen.
And now we call upon his name.
Thank you, Lord.
For whosoever calleth upon his name shall be saved.
Amen.
May you stand up in faith and go back believing in
Amen.
Jesus' name. Go back sitting down believing that Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
And he has granted your heart's desire.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for the victory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for the victory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord,
thank you, Lord, for the healing.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for the restoration.
Thank you, Jesus.
Blessed be your holy name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.